stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning and welcome to Friday, November 22nd.
It's Yay!
2013.
How about that?
Yeah.
Not for too much longer.
No. But exactly 50 years ago, John Kennedy was assassinated, and today, the day's being marked.
Yes.
Everybody remembers where they were. Do you remember where you were when he was assassinated?
Oh, yeah. I was about 10 years old. No, I wasn't.
Where were you?
I was born. I don't think I was quite around just then.
No, huh? Not even close, man.
No, not even close.
I know. It scares me to think.
I remember my mom telling me stories, though. I remember she said, oh, I remember where I was, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think she said she was playing with her sister with, like, the pots and pans and hiding underneath, like, the sink or something.
Right.
And then, you know, my grandmother, she said her mom was, you know, watching TV or listening to the radio, or somehow, you know, she got the news and she started crying and was really upset, and they couldn't understand why.
Wow.
But,
I was 3 years old. I don't remember a thing.
Hmm.
You know, and of course, I didn't live here at that time either. You know, I was in Israel, but
right.
I'm sure this news made it around the world. It was so shocking.
Probably.
That, and John Kennedy was a friend of Israel, a good friend of Israel. So I'm sure it was devastating there too, but I don't remember a thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but people are fascinated with him, you know, and there's a lot of controversy of what, you know, the U.S. would have been like if he had stayed alive and all that, because, you know, whether we would have gone to into Vietnam and stuff and all the civil rights riots and things like that, you know, that got ugly and stuff like that. So nobody really knows how things would have turned out.
Yeah.
But,
I remember, when I was a kid, I was at some museum, I can't remember where, but they actually had that car on display, like the car that he got shot and killed in.
Oh, really?
And they actually had it, and they had, like, the video playing and a whole, like, scene around it. I don't remember. I was pretty young, but we were on vacation somewhere. We were at some kind of, you know, history museum. I remember they had that, and then also the movie chair that Abe Lincoln was shot in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that
they had
like
a lot
the Smithsonian or something in Washington?
I don't know. No, I don't think it was Washington. No? I don't know. If my mom's listening, I'm sure she'll text me in a minute and be like, oh, is this museum? Oh, wait. Oh, wait, no, you know what? Actually, it might have been the Ford Museum, I think.
Okay.
And I can't remember where that's at. Oh, wait, here we go. Here we go. I have a text message. Mom's going to tell me. Let's see. Where is? Yep. Ford Museum, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, they had a lot of stuff there. I'll never forget that museum. That was pretty cool.
Awesome.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know why they would choose that of all places to put the car that he was driving in. I mean, you would think it'd be either in Dallas where it happened or maybe in Washington or something.
Maybe because of Ford, like Ford and like being Michigan, like the cars, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's, you know. I don't know, I see. You think it was a Ford? It might have been. Oh. I don't know. There was just a lot of stuff like that in this museum. So it just kind of made sense.
Very interesting. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, he became a legend. You know, and usually that's what happens when someone dies at the peak. You know, and you know, there's been a lot of debate on whether he would have been a great president if he had lived and all that. But the thing is that people, you know, forget the bad things. They remember the good things. And for the most part, he was remembered for positive things that he did. So, and, you know, him and his wife, you know, were beautiful and charismatic and stuff.
So yeah, he was a good-looking guy.
Yeah, so people looked forward, looked up to them, you know, and as their leaders and stuff. So that's why it was so devastating, you know. But you know what I do remember is when his brother was assassinated.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that whole family is, like, cursed.
Yeah, it is, it is. I mean, it's known as the Kennedy family.
It's, like, all, like, super tragedies, too.
That's true.
It's not, like, super tragedies.
Yeah, when John F. Kennedy Jr. Died in an airplane crash, right?
Yeah. Or was that, which one? Oh, God, there's so many. What about Bobby Kennedy? What happened to him?
Bobby Kennedy.
That was the one that died.
Yeah, that was his brother.
Right, yeah.
And he was assassinated, I think it was 67 or 68 or something.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And I remember that one because then I was old enough to remember, to understand, maybe 7 or 8.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they make big news of it in Israel, too, and I remember it, you know. It was,
Wow.
So,
scary stuff.
Yeah. His assassin's name was Sirhan Sirhan, Robert Kennedy's assassin.
Mm.
But also John F. Kennedy Jr.'s airplane crash. I mean, that was like...
I think I remember that, actually. I was in Wisconsin.
Yeah, that wasn't too long ago. Or maybe it was. It just seems like
I heard about that.
It was yesterday. But, yeah, that was pretty... I always imagined what kind of life he had. You know, he was extremely handsome, being from the Kennedy family, obviously rich and everything. So it's like, can you imagine being born into something like that, you know, with all these great genes and all that?
Oh, man.
So, I guess some people are luckier than others, you know.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it's very unfortunate. Like, there's been so many tragedies in that family, you know, which also goes to show that you could have everything, literally everything going for you, and you know, nothing compares to like losing family and loved ones. Like that's you know,
true. Well, our guest is calling. I totally forgot to introduce them.
Oh,
so or to say that we had a guest on the line. So, good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead. Are you our guest for this morning? Hello.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Apparently not.
No.
Okay, they'll call back. So, good. It gives me an opportunity to introduce. We're going to talk to Amr Dundarawi about an app related to car enthusiasts and stuff. So, that would be pretty interesting.
Oh, the auto show is going on this weekend. I think
in
I'm going to go tomorrow. Yeah, the LA Auto Show.
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm super excited. I love to see all the crazy concept cars and stuff like that. Yeah.
I know. It's very cool. It's very cool.
Because we have a big one at the McCormick Place in Chicago.
Really?
The Chicago Auto Show. It's huge. It's a really big deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I used to love going to that. I've never been to the one here, so that should be kind of exciting. But I think we're going to go tomorrow afternoon.
Wow. How many car shows do they have? I mean, I know they have one in Detroit, right? Naturally, because that's where the car makers are. And I know they have one in L.A., but I don't know if they know of Chicago and other places.
Yeah, we've got a big one.
Wow, so that's a lot of car shows.
Yeah, I remember being in like the Jeep demonstration or something, and it was almost like a ride, you know, because they'd go fast up the hill and then they'd go down the hill like it was like a roller coaster, but then they would like stop, and it was such a big like, you know, vehicle, and it'd be able to stop like on a dime. Like it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And they have it like driving through all these like crazy terrains and stuff. Like it, like you're like driving through the mountains. Yeah. It was really neat.
Yeah, cars are
it's
cool.
Fun.
You know, which reminds me, I just damaged my car, dented my car yesterday.
What?
Yeah, parking against the wall. You
Oops.
Know? And I guess you went around then when I actually, you know, devastated the side of my car. That was like this year, but quite a few months ago, maybe even a year. And the whole side of my car was like scratched. I had to take it to the body shop and everything.
That sucks.
And then, yesterday I'm like pulling up. This guy was trying to pull out, so I I get really close to the wall, mm-hmm. and suddenly it's like, bam, you know, and yeah, the front fender on the passenger side is all.
Oh man!
I know, man.
That
it's
sucks.
Like,
sorry.
It really irritates me. I know, man. I know. It's like I don't know what's wrong with me sometimes, and it happens in parking lots where I'm overconfident. You know, I just drive right in fast.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what happens. You know, sometimes you just miss it.
Yeah, that's a pretty meaty vehicle, too.
Nah,
not
this Mustang. I mean, come on.
I mean, it's not like, you know, my car. I'm just saying, well, anything compared to, like, the little cars I like to drive. But, you know.
But it's definitely not an SUV or anything.
No. I just mean for, you know, for a car. It's a, you know, it's a beastly, manly car.
Yeah, it is.
His newer Mustangs. They're nice.
Yeah, I know. I like them a lot. So, and I've had this backache for, like, since I came back from my trip, you know, and it's really getting bad.
Oh.
Really worries me. But I heard a couple of other people having back pain as well, and I'm thinking maybe mm-hmm. it's the weather, you know. Maybe it's...
Maybe.
Yeah.
And yesterday it was like raining and today it's super sunny and beautiful. Like,
I know. So it's hard to tell.
What's up, LA?
Happen, you know? But it does get cold and I'm not dressed for it. You know, I'm just dressed with a t-shirt sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my back just gets it, you know.
Yeah.
So that in itself is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But what are we going to do, you know?
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So other than the car show, do you have any plans for the weekend?
Tonight is Nikki's birthday party.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Gonna
stop by her
That's
party.
That's right, Nikki's
say happy
party.
Birthday. And, yeah, it was really cute. I actually decorated our apartment.
Uh-huh.
I had all this birthday stuff from when my mom was out here visiting for my birthday.
Right.
And ever since I can remember, like every year on my birthday, I've woken up with balloons in my bed.
How cool.
Yeah. And no matter how old I got, like still, you know, and she's still doing that.
Right.
So she woke up early and ran down to Rite Aid and just bought balloons and a bunch of like cute little like birthday decorations and stuff and decorated my place and, you know, put the balloons in my beds. When I woke up, they were still there. I'm like, oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
So I like remembered that. I'm like, oh, well, she's at work, you know, on her birthday. I was like, I'm going to decorate, make it cute.
It's cool. Yeah. So she, I'm sure she likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah,
is she having like a theme party or anything?
No. There's I guess the friends that she works with are, you know, they have like a private room thing at a bar.
Oh,
so
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be her, just for her party. So that's
right.
Kind of cool.
She works for TMZ, did we say, when
yes.
she was here? Yeah.
Yes.
What
she
does she do?
TMZ.
She writes?
I think right now she's like she's in production.
Oh.
So she's a PA, and I know they have her at like the courthouse sometimes, and you know, getting stuff over there. And
that's pretty cool.
On the computers, and you know, searching, and you know, doing all kinds of stuff. So,
right.
Yeah.
And she got that relatively soon after she moved here, no?
Well, she had the internship, and kind of stayed after the internship, and she's been like working there. So
yeah. And
it's pretty
for
exciting.
Those who don't understand, this is Mia's roommate, Nikki.
Yes.
And she moved from Chicago, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We know each other from back home. And, you know, she came out here and didn't really know anybody or nowhere to go. So I'm like, come live with me.
Yeah.
So
here's our guest. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Sam. This is Amr Dandarawi with Spot My Ride.
Yes, Amr. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on short notice. We just had an opening. I thought that would be great. So,
I know. That was great. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So where are you calling us from this morning?
Woodland Hills, California.
Oh, wow. So you're local.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, you could have come in, but maybe some other time. I know it was short notice. So,
yes.
So tell us about the name of the company and what your app is about.
Sure. So the name of the company is Mayhemic Media, and we publish the Spot My Ride app.
Right. Now, that's for the iPhone, I presume. I mean, that's where all apps are developed. Do you have it for the Android yet, too?
Not yet. We're working on that.
Yeah.
And right now it's only on iTunes.
Right. That's usually the case, huh? I mean, apps, you always go for
Apple,
iPhone
yeah.
first. Yeah.
And, yes.
So this is interesting. So tell us what Spot My Ride does.
Sure. So it's essentially a place where auto enthusiasts and motorcycle enthusiasts can go and spot their own cars or bikes. And just check out who else is out there. A lot of people post pictures online, and we figured that this is a great way to post your car pictures, your truck pictures, and see who else is posting pictures either in your neighborhood or around the world.
Right. Very cool. So, I mean, obviously, so people actually like to see cars of other people.
Absolutely, and that's where we got the idea. We noticed that on Instagram, on Pinterest, on a lot of these apps, there's a lot of car pictures, but the one missing element is it's random, and so we're trying to give people a little bit of a different experience by saying, tag your pictures with make and model, uh-huh. and whatever else you feel like adding, like a special color that you did or whatever, and make it easier for others to find your ride.
Right. And so this is called spotting. How did you get that term? I mean, it's just like spotting a car and taking a picture of it? Is that
That's exactly what it is.
Okay.
That's exactly what it is. I'm a car guy, so, you know, when you're on the road and you see cars, oh, I spotted a Ferrari California.
And it
just came from that term.
Right. That's pretty cool. And then garaging. What's garaging?
So garaging is, think of it as a virtual garage where you can take all these pictures that you took and organize them however you see fit. You can create My Dream Garage and put pictures of cars that you would like to own someday. You can create your special projects garage. If you've got, there's a lot of people working on Honda Civics. And if you've got a project and you want to do special upgrades to your exhaust, add a turbo, whatever, you can create a garage of other people's Civics, modified Civics, that you'd like to emulate.
Wow.
So things like that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's kind of
cool. Yeah. Now, when did this idea come about for you, Amr?
Sorry, say that again?
The idea, when did it first occur to you, I'm going to do an app like this?
It sort of came about from just being interested in cars and
right.
then realizing that with apps and phones, mobile phones, it's just the natural setting. You see
right.
cars on the road.
Right.
So your phone is with you on the road. And it just came about as, okay, yeah, it's a lot of web experiences that give you that, but you don't walk around with your desktop or laptop.
Right.
You walk around with your phone. So that's where it came about.
Right. And I was wondering when, how long ago did this take place?
Oh, it's been percolating since, I want to say 2010, and I actually took the step or the plunge, if you will, a year ago. I quit my daytime job and decided to focus on this 100%.
Wow, that's pretty scary. What were you what were you doing before that?
I was an IT executive at financial services companies.
Oh, I see. Well, IT executive, I'm not surprised you ended up with an app, you know. It's just the smart people to do that. In fact, we had one app where, remember the rocket scientist invented it. And
yeah.
It was pretty cool that makes the iPhone turn 360 degrees.
Yeah, with the vibration.
Yeah. But, yeah. But at any rate, going back to you, so you're obviously pretty smart with technology and stuff. Now, so did you, were you able to program this yourself or did you have to hire other people to help you? How does this work?
I had to find some help.
Yeah.
I'm not that smart.
Yeah. Now, is it, you got this idea. Now, how long did it take for you from when you decided, okay, I'm going to do this until you finally able to put it in the App Store? About how long does that take?
It took about 8 months, and
wow.
I want to say that most of it was actually building it. Building it didn't take a lot of time.
Right.
What took the most time was finding the right people to build it.
Yeah, that's true.
So
huh?
I quit my job in October. It wasn't until April that I actually had part-time people working on building it.
Wow, That's pretty cool. Did you get other people to finance it, or is this all you? How did it happen? I mean, it's very fascinating.
For now, it's myself and the lender of last resort, parents.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Don't take any partners with you, man. I know, it's like it's crazy, you know. It's like sometimes I'm tempted, and then I go, I don't know if I really want partners, man. It's not the same.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It's a risky and serious step.
Yeah. So. Definitely, definitely. Now, are there more apps in the future for you?
I hope so. I'm having fun with this for now, and it's taking a good chunk of my time. Uh-huh. But I'm also working on another app, and stay tuned for that.
Sounds interesting. Wow.
Cool.
Well, Spot My Ride, and the name of the website is Mayhemic, which is MAYHEMIC.com. And you guys can find out more about it. You can go directly to the App Store and download it. And do you have any idea how many downloads there have been so far?
We have had about 7,000 downloads so far, and we have about 2,000 spots.
Wow, very cool. So it's growing pretty well. I mean, it's only been a few months, you know. And
yes.
Well, actually, this has just been released, right?
We released the updated version in October, end of October.
Okay, so yeah, so it just came out. Well, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out and see. Maybe I'll take a picture of my dented car, which
oh,
I dented
no.
yesterday. It's a nice car,
hey,
but
we'll
it's...
we'll take the... anything at this point.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. So I'm sure people that love cars, it's you know, touches home for them, and that's... And, you know, I mean, I would love this. You know, I would definitely do this. So now this gives also the location of where you take the picture?
Yes, city and state, or if you've got, you know, a car in a different country, it'll record the country too.
Oh, wow.
We actually have users in about 30 countries.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
now,
that's cool.
Are you able to, so people have to put in the model and everything, right? Or does the app pick up what model it is and all that?
Not yet on the model. You have to pick up or enter the make and model.
Right.
You can add more, but what we require at least is the make and model, just
right.
to organize the pictures and tag them in an efficient way.
Right, and then people tag them, and they, when somebody searches, they can find it.
Yes, you can add color, you can add whatever extra parts you added to it. I mean, there's a million ways to essentially tag your car so others can find it.
Sounds good.
That's cool. And I do that all the time. I always take pictures of cars. And they'll just be in my phone, and people will be like, oh, that's cool. Whose car is that? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just saw it, and I thought it looked cool. I just, you know, took a photo of it. I don't know whose that is. I just do that because I'm, you know, I'm a fan of fancy vehicles. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we were at the auto show yesterday, and
yeah.
we saw
How was it?
A pink. Oh, it was awesome.
Okay,
was
I'm
awesome.
Going. I'm
lots
going tomorrow. So
yeah,
I'm really excited.
Oh, you have to. You have to. There's a lot of really exciting new models, and one of them was a pink Lamborghini.
Oh my gosh.
You have to take a picture of that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Was there any Hello Kitty cars?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay. That'll be my car one day. I'll have my
woman.
Hello Kitty car in the
Can you imagine them designing a car like that in Detroit? My God. You know?
Hey, they have an airplane. Why can't they make a car?
Yeah.
Hello Kitty.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, if you saw that.
Yeah. And Amber, you're definitely at the center of where the automobile capital of the world is. So this is definitely, I can see how you came up with the idea because we are fascinated with cars here. You know,
yes.
And
SoCal is like the capital of car culture, so mm-hmm. there's no better place to be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like every second person drives a BMW. They're not that special anymore. You know, so I mean, more BMWs than Toyotas here. It's just amazing to me. You know,
that wouldn't surprise
That's
me.
So true.
Yeah, you know, and
that's funny.
It's cool. But yeah, people love their cars. I think it's because you know we spend so much time in the car that. Mm-hmm. That's like our clothing, you know? I mean, that's what people judge us by, I guess. So everybody's got to have a nice car and everything, you know?
And it's an extension of your personality, so So, you know, like you said, clothing, and okay, I drive this car, and I've also customized it to project my image and personality.
That's true, yeah. Or put in a unique license plate like I have.
Mine, too.
Mine says Talk Radio, so it's pretty cool.
Mine says Angel X1.
Cool.
Yeah, Angel X1. What's that, like times one or what?
Yeah, like anything times one is itself.
Oh, okay. So. All right. Now I got it. I looked at it for months. I didn't know what it was. All right, Amr. Well, thank you so much. Everybody go to mayamic.com to get more information on the app, and then go to the App Store and download it. It's called Spot My Ride, and let you keep track of cars and post pictures that you see and stuff. So it's actually like a specialized Instagram or something. You know, just
absolutely. You
just
got
more
it.
Focused on that, yeah. Well, Amr, thank you so much for your time. All the best to you.
Thank you guys for having me.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
I'm always impressed with business people that come out with stuff that nobody else has thought of, and they actually go through with it, you know? And yeah. I know it's hard because, you know, I'm used to, like, businesses where I can actually do the work, but when you have to find someone else to do the programming, it's not easy to find someone.
Oh, it's doubly
trust.
Hard.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, all the best to you, Amr, and you seem like a very nice guy. If you ever want to come and sit in with us here, you're more than welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I would love to.
All right.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks. Well,
thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Wow. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I need to come out with an app. I just don't know what. I don't know what.
Go for it, Sam.
Yeah. How about an app for, like, Spot My Date or something? Take pictures of your date.
Okay.
Take pictures of your date. It doesn't have to be, like, naked pictures, you know. But, I mean, it's like, hey, here's my girl and here's my girl. We can do it for women too, you know.
My chick bad, yeah, my chick good, my chick do stuff that your chick wish you could. Chick bad, better than yours. All right, sorry. It's my little rap moment. Got a little.
Yeah, it's okay. Go on.
Mia gangster, gangster Mia comes out every now and then.
Yeah. Are you into rap music? I mean, do you listen to rap and stuff?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah. I pretty much listen to everything.
Yeah.
Except for, like, really, like, hardcore, like, country where it's just, like, all depressing. Mm-hmm. Like, that just makes me sad. Yeah. But everything else I'm totally into. Yeah.
So that music totally brings you down, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, what's that joke? It's like, what's a country song, like, played in reverse? It's like, the wife came back, the dog came home, and, you know, everybody was happier. Something like that, you know, because they say, it's like what all the songs are about. Like, oh, my dog ran away.
Or that's true.
My wife, you know, left me, or my, you know, somebody died. Like, yeah. They're always so sad.
I know. And it amazes me even that people actually listen to lyrics, you know, because I don't really, I mean, I use the lyrics just to sing the song. You know, that's what the song's around. But to me, usually the lyrics are like, it's usually the same. You know, I love you, you love me, blah, 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 blah. You know, I think of you, you
I love
think
you,
of
you
me.
Love me. Singing the Barney song?
Yeah,
I haven't heard
Barney
that in a minute.
Yeah.
Are you saying every song sounds like Barney, Sam?
No, but every song has got those words in it, you know.
I love you, you love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
I think
that's how it goes. Uh-huh. It's something like that. I must have heard that like a trillion
exactly
times when I was
same.
A kid. I used to love Barney. Everybody did.
Yeah. But is this like a, that's like an old song that had different lyrics to it, no? Like This Old Man, no? Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same song.
So yeah,
they do a lot of that with kids songs. They use the same songs and
the same melody,
and they put different words
lyrics,
to it. Yeah.
Yeah,
but you know that's what amazing. You know, I've been thinking about this. When you market to kids, when you do things for kids, it never ends. You know, because it's not like. Like, kids can watch a movie a million times, you know.
Yeah, and, that's true.
And, you know, it's like kids' movies, like, stay classics for forever, you know. It's just new kids. So it never goes out of style, you know.
For sure.
And So, you know, once you make something for kids, it lasts a long time, you know, because kids are being born every day.
Yeah.
And they all get into this stuff, you know, so that's why Disney's, like, so successful, you know. It never ends. It's a,
oh, for sure.
You know, it's a constant thing, constantly new kids.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas adults, you know, they get tired of things. They move on.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
But
I remember watching the same Disney movies over and over and over again.
I know. And yeah, actually, Barney and came out during when you were a baby, when you were a kid,
yeah.
Right?
Because yeah,
I remember that with my kids too. Yeah, I know that freaking dinosaur, man.
All the green and purple dinosaur.
All the parents hated it. You know?
Oh,
it was like such an annoying dinosaur, man. And then also the Rugrats came out during those years, right?
Yes, I was a Rugrat fan,
yeah,
for sure.
And SpongeBob came out during that time as well.
Yeah, I was kind of over it by then, I think.
Were you?
Not a big SpongeBob fan, actually.
No?
Yeah, no.
Well, that's unusual.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just, you know. I kind of, you know, like I made decisions for myself. Like, yeah, like some people were really obsessed with SpongeBob.
Yeah.
But I was like, eh, you know, I'm not just going to like it because everybody else does.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Barney.
I watched the Disney Channel for a long time, though.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All those shows. They had some good ones, man. I miss Disney Channel in the old days.
Yeah.
And now it's funny because there was a show called Sister Sister with these twins. It was Tia and Tamara Mori.
Uh-huh.
And now they have like a reality show on like Bravo or MTV or something.
Really?
And now they're all like grown up. Like one of them I think has like a baby. And yeah, they're like adults and now they're on like a reality show.
Wow.
It's just kind of fun because like, oh my gosh, like I used to watch that show every day after school. Like that was
yeah.
my thing, you know.
I know. And what else they had? Amanda Bynes also like became big at that time. Remember the Amanda Bynes show?
Yeah, that was Nickelodeon.
Yeah, Nickelodeon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With what was the guy's name? Derek or something. And they were pretty funny. I mean, she was so talented, you know. She could carry a whole show by herself. And obviously she had, like, other people on the show. But she was just so mm-hmm. talented. And now look at her. She's totally screwed up, you know.
I know. I know. She had that phase for a minute where she's like, I'm never acting again. I am retiring from this career.
Yeah.
And then she still did. And now she's just kind of tripping out. But, I mean, she's...
Yeah, like throwing bongs outside buildings and, you know, things
I mean,
like
she's
that.
Mentally ill. So
yeah.
It's, you know, she actually... has you,
you
know,
think she is mentally
issues,
ill? You think she
but
has something, or are you just saying that?
I don't know. I mean, that's what they're saying. I mean, they, you know,
yeah,
of course,
obviously
trying to get
disturbed,
her help, but
yeah,
she just yeah, it's interesting to see somebody, you know, go from being so like talented as a child, but I feel like they all become like that eventually,
right?
These, you know, like these really talented kids, you know, end up so screwed up in their adult lives.
Right, because I don't think a child is prepared for something like that. You know?
Right.
It's just like, you know...
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's acceptable for us, like, to thrust kids into, like, serious jobs, adult jobs at an early age, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's just like you can't discuss sex with someone who's too young to understand. It's the same thing here, you know? It's just like you don't, you know, don't... Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. They really work these kids, man.
Yeah, so...
Because I've worked on, you know, on these, you know, Disney shows and stuff before, and they, you know...
Yeah,
a lot of the kids are pretty young, and it's, you know, they treat them like adults.
Right.
You know, it's okay, this is your job, this is your, you know...
Yeah, and I think it's hard enough for an adult to handle, like, fame like this, like big
mm-hmm.
fame. So imagine for a child who's not even equipped to socialize with their own kind yet, you know, they're
yeah.
just learning. And I think that's what happens. I don't think kids should work at such an early age,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
maybe a lemonade stand, but that's about it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not serious work.
Good old lemonade stand.
Yeah.
For like 5 cents, you can get a cup of lemonade.
Yeah. But, you know, the thing is, I think when you know, when you expose to kids like this at an early age, and then they get all the attention, and then suddenly it stops. I think that can screw you up too, you know, when suddenly people are not as interested in you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you stop and you go, well, yeah, what's wrong with me?
That's,
you know?
True.
Yeah. That's why you have, you know, people like Corey Feldman and who, you know, River Phoenix, who killed himself and all that stuff, you know, mm-hmm. where, you know, they're just, they can't handle the stardom at such a young age, you know, and it makes them crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I don't know if it's a smart thing to do that to kids, but the people do it, and it does happen, and I guess some kids like it. They do like the attention, but nobody's thinking of the consequences, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I had that in a way,
right.
You know, at a young age because I was in that, you know, show for like 3 years, and it was serious because it was a contract.
Right.
You know, so I had to only, you know, wear, you know, certain clothes and eat certain foods, and I had to only trim my hair to keep it at the same length.
Oh.
Like I couldn't grow it longer or cut it shorter or, you know, color it or anything. I mean, granted, I was young.
Yeah.
You know, even when I got braces, like I kind of got in trouble.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Because like they pretty much, you know, when you're on contract, they own you and they treat you like adults, even though you're a kid, but it's, you know, you're getting a paycheck and you're working, and you know that's what adults do. So you need to act like one.
Yeah.
And you know, and it was a big commitment, but in a way, I still had, you know, my home life.
Right.
You know, I wasn't like missing out on school.
Right.
You know, I'd go to school like a normal kid, but then I'd be doing my homework in the car and eating in the car on the way down there, and do my show, and then come back home and go to bed, and it was the same thing the next day.
Yeah.
You know, but it was, you know, it was nice having that, a bit of that, like, gratification of, you know,
right.
a bunch of people, like, wanting your autograph and wanting pictures with you, and, you know,
right.
still made it all worth it, so.
So what kind of a show was it that you were on for 3 years? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it was like a musical theater show.
Oh, okay. In Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago. It was American Girl.
Yeah, wow. This, 3 years is a long commitment for a kid.
Yeah, it was. Pretty much I just kind of, you know, started growing up, and I got a little too tall, and it was like, okay, you know, I think it's time.
Yeah.
You know?
To have to move on.
So, yeah. But no, it was great. I mean, I don't regret it at all.
Yeah.
Because I still, you know, like I said, I still went to school and did everything else like a normal kid.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'd miss out on, you know, carnivals and birthday parties and Halloween trick-or-treating, but, you know, that was probably the saddest part of it. But other than that, I feel like it was all worth it. I don't regret that, so.
Right.
And I, you know, so far so good. I haven't quite, you know, got screwed up, so. And I've been living in the most, you know, screwed up crazy place for the past, you know, 4 years, so. I think I'm doing okay,
true.
But it's like everything in moderation.
Yeah,
I think
it's a startup that does that, you know, because they looked at, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, because I wasn't, like, thrown into it quite as heavy as the kids are, like, out here, like, on a TV show.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just, I mean, we did the same show over and over again, but it wasn't like, you know, when they do cuts, and then they do it again, and then they do it again. Like, you're saying the same lines over and over again.
Oh, my God, for 3 years.
So, but yeah, it was a consistent show.
Yeah. I don't see how people can put on like the same show, but you know, even like rock concerts and things like that, or comedians, or you know, theater actors, they do the same thing over and over and over and over, and I'm like, God, I would get so bored singing the same song and saying the same lines every time, you know.
Yeah, but then you think, like, you have all these people paying, like, a lot of money to see you.
Right.
You know, and it's always inspirational for me, like, if I would ever start to feel, like, a little, like, not bored of it, but just a little, like, okay, like, taking it for granted. Then I would, you know, get taken to see a show like Wicked or something, you know, or something in, you know, in Chicago. And, you know, or that's another thing, too. We'd fly to New York for a weekend, and I'd see some shows out there. And then it would, like, kind of re-inspire me to be like, wow, like I went through all this. Like I remember, you know, sitting in the audience feeling so excited. And it's like, well, these people do the same thing as me. They've been doing the same show over and over again for so many years. And it was like amazing. Like it was the first time they did it. So then I would kind of have that mindset, and then I would go back and then be like excited again because I know what it's like to be on the other side too.
That's true.
And seeing the show. So so you know, as a kid, you know, my mom did a really good job of making sure that I still had like a good normal life, and I was being excited and motivated and doing normal kid things at the same time doing, you know, what I loved. So
yeah,
again, everything in, you know, moderation.
Yeah, I guess.
That's why I've turned out okay so far, knock on wood.
Yeah. And well, let's see what else is going on. They're proposing a Harry Potter stamp, and I guess stamp collectors don't like the idea. They're saying it's un-American.
Okay.
Because it's a British character, obviously.
Uh-huh.
And
all right, so, that's, you know, cool.
Yeah, but you know, it's part of the culture, and also this guy says, he says, look, I mean, the post office really could use some revenue, you know, so you do what's popular.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
yeah, why not?
Yeah, I guess they're, you know, I mean, the post office is losing like $25 million every day. Can you imagine?
Wow that's all. Why don't we close it?
Wow,
yikes.
A deficit of $5 billion for the U.S. post office, man. And so I mean, as far as I'm concerned, do stamps of anybody, you know? Do a porn star for all I care if it's going to sell stamps.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what
you
to
would,
say.
You would, Sam.
I would, huh?
You would.
Well, I'm a boy. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
We're all the same. Look, it's not easy having to chase females all the time, you know? It really isn't, but that's what nature has given us, and we're like prisoners to our desire and,
I guess so,
and sex drive and everything. You know, I mean, it's tough going through life like that. Let me tell you.
Oh my goodness!
Constantly on the hunt. You know, it's just like it's like I mentioned the other day when I was watching the chickens and the animals and stuff on my trip. That you know, animals. I mean, actually, being an animal means that you spend probably 99% of your time looking for food, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's how they occupy their time, the animals, is by looking for food. And men are looking for, you know, for tail. So they...
tail. So
they keep on going and keep looking and keep thinking about it. And it's just like... it's very distracting, you know. But that explains why you have so many public figures, you know, doing stupid things and, you know, like affairs and and posting pictures on Twitter and things like that. It's because they can't help themselves, man. I mean, you know, when a man becomes horny, it's like all the logic goes out the window. I think all the blood leaves the head and goes down, you know.
Probably.
To the other head. So that's where, you know, so we're not able to think clearly, I think. And it's very difficult.
I was listening to Ryan's Roses again this morning, and there was a woman that she's like, "Oh, I'm out to dinner with my husband, and then, you know, his best friend and his wife, you know, so, you know, two couples, you know, were out, you know, for dinner." And I guess she said that she, you know, she saw he had his phone in his lap. And I guess, I don't know, I've never even heard of this, but there's like some kind of like AirDrop for like pictures where like if somebody sends you a photo, it shows up on like your whole screen.
Yeah.
Like whether you want it or not.
Wow.
So it will, so I guess what happened was he got this AirDrop from his best friend's wife that was, you know, sitting across the table from them. And, you know, so his wife, you know, she saw the phone light up and she looked and saw, and, you know, she only looked really quickly. She could tell that it was sent from, you know, from the other wife across the table, and that it was some sort of body part.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's all she really knew. So... yeah, but it turns out they did the, like, you know, the roses thing, and, you know, he wanted to send them to his wife, which was nice.
Right.
But then at the same time, Ryan Seacrest still comes on, and he's like, okay, like, that's great that you did that, but do you know why you're here? Like, basically, like, this and that. Like, why, you know, why is she sending you pictures of herself?
I know.
So we're like, dude, you're going to have to tell your best friend that his wife is, you know, sending you pictures.
Wow.
So I don't know.
I know.
But he kind of like laughed about it really weird. So then after they hung up, then Ryan Seacrest was like, I don't know. He kind of laughed weird. Like, I think he actually likes it.
Yeah. So I guess horny women do crazy things too, you know? I mean, sending pictures like that across the table, that takes some balls to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it does. That's that is not smart.
Oh God.
Not smart.
How do people do this? I mean, how do they have the courage to do that, you know? I could never do that, you know?
If I didn't know,
like 110% that someone was interested in me like this, I would not send a picture.
Yeah. No dick pics?
No dick pics for you?
Oh, my gosh.
But from what I understand,
I get so naive with that stuff. I look at it, I'm like, what is that? I know we've talked about this before. It's kind of funny. But, yeah, it's just... I don't know.
But
they expect for you to send one back to them, and it's like, not going to happen.
Maybe they expect you to want them, you know, after you see that. But, you know, that's what's interesting.
It just makes us giggle, though, I feel like. Very rarely, like, it makes us want to, like, show our girlfriends and giggle and be like, look at this. Look what I got. He sent me that. This is silly. Like, we don't look at it most of the time, I don't think, unless it's, like, really impressive or something, and we're, like, really horny. You know, it's very, like, it usually comes at an odd time if you're, like, out having coffee with someone. It's like, oh, I have a photo. Like, yikes. Put that away. You know, it's not like, oh my. Yeah. Oh, let me go to the bathroom and handle this right now. This is just lovely. Like, no, like, we freaking giggle.
Penis pics, man. But, you know, that, I mean, most women, you know, at least that are not teenagers, are saying that they don't really like those pictures, you know. They don't want to understand why guys send them.
Right.
But I think younger girls actually like it, you know, because my son tells me, you know, I mean, they he's 20 years old. They do that all the time, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So I don't know what's going on with them. With these teenagers today.
Oh, kids these days.
They really do crazy stuff, you know. Wow.
Those doggone kids.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Ben, it's Friday. I'm so happy, you know?
I am too.
I like Fridays, man.
Yeah, me too.
And next week is Thanksgiving, right?
It is.
Wow.
It is, yes. I will be leaving Tuesday after
home.
We do the show. Yeah.
That'll be cool, huh?
Super excited.
Yeah. When was the last time you went home?
See my family.
Right before we started the show, huh?
Yeah, I want to say it was not too long ago, maybe sometime in the summer. But I know my mom was here recently, end of like September-ish.
Right.
So early October, so.
But I think you went only... only that time when you had to film something, remember? Right before the show, before you joined the show.
Yeah, sometime in the summer. I was there quite a bit in the summer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, like July or something, maybe.
Yeah, cool. Well, you're going to have fun and stuff. It's always fun, except I'm sure you're not going to have fun at the airports flying back and forth, you know, because everybody's doing the same thing as you, you know.
Yep.
Everybody's I would go crazy,
going
man.
To see their family.
I don't mind
Although,
a lot
I mean,
of people.
Leaving Tuesday, though, might not be quite as bad. You know, it usually doesn't get bad until, like,
right before. Know. Don't,
actually, surprisingly,
don't count on it.
I always expect it to be really bad, and then it's not, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel like the past couple years have been like that. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, LAX is going to be so crazy. And then it's not.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know when the best time
so
to fly, as I discovered, is Christmas Day. Because nobody travels then. You know, we actually traveled to New York.
That's true. Nobody like traveling on Christmas.
Yeah. Huh. So we traveled like a red eye overnight and arrived there on Christmas Day in New York. And you arrive at 6 o'clock in the morning. There's nobody on the streets. You know?
Oh, I bet.
Especially on Christmas. So
I bet.
Yeah. Anyway, we're out of time. So everybody have a great weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, Mia, you have fun.
Have a good weekend.
And everybody, enjoy yourselves. And thanks for listening as always. And we'll see you.
See you on Monday.
You have been. listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.